Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hi guys, welcome back to Not Your Typical with me, Not Your Typical fitness lover, Caitlin Nolan. We're diving into it today. I want to talk about how I became successful, how I used to not be successful, and how it's a mindset change, how it's a lifestyle change, how all these little things contribute to being successful that we don't even think about on a daily basis. And before I get started, we need to preface the fact that I am saying that I'm successful compared to my past self. I am a true believer that we don't need to compare our success to anyone around us. That's with career, that's with fitness, that's with truly anything in life. We do not need to compare ourselves to anyone. That's going to get us nowhere. The only person we should be comparing ourselves to is the person we were yesterday. And I think that comes with like reflecting. And honestly, I've been doing so much reflecting in life lately. Honestly, I've been running around like a chicken with my head cut off because that's just the period of life that we're in. And I've had to accept it. I talked about this last week. Like, we're in this period of moving from Arizona to California. We could be moving next week. We could be moving in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. We literally don't know. If it was up to us, we would be moving probably next week. Like, we just want to get going. If you're new here, I live in Arizona. I live with my boyfriend and he actually is graduating today. So the day that I'm recording this podcast episode is Hunter's graduation. So everyone go congratulate Hunter in his DMs. I feel like that'd be really cute, but I'm so freaking proud of him. I feel like he's one of the people in my life who have made me successful. And when I say that, I just mean that he has been like by my side through everything in my life. He's been by my side when I wasn't successful, when I have been very successful, at my very lows, my very highs. And he's just one of those people who have like pushed me to keep going and pushed me to be successful. That's like what it comes down to. And so I'm so excited that we get to celebrate him and his success today. We're just gonna go to dinner right before his graduation. So his graduation's at like 7 p.m. tonight. We're gonna go get happy hour at 4 with like all of his family. I'm really excited. So shout out Hunter, I love you and can't wait to see what the future has in store. But with all the talk of like grad, I know that so many of you guys have been graduating this week. I've even gotten DMs from you guys saying that like finals was really stressful for you, and I'm just here to say that you made it. You finished college, you finished high school, you finished a year, whatever it is. And I'm so proud of you, and you should be very proud of yourself. These are like things that we have to lift ourselves up about. Like, maybe even if you already graduated or you never graduated, like me, I never graduated college, but there's many milestones throughout my life that I celebrate. So we have to do that. We have to celebrate them. So I know a lot of like this time in a lot of your guys' lives is very transitional. And because my life is revolved around someone, meaning Hunter, who is going through such a huge transition in his life, it makes me feel like I also am. And I definitely am, because we're obviously moving states and he's changing jobs and it's just crazy. So that's why I wanted to come out with this episode today, because when I look back at my life, and I've been doing this a lot lately just because I am in that like transitional period of my life where I know that good things are coming, I just always tend to like look back because I always want to learn from my mistakes or realize what I have accomplished. I'm someone who's very like visual, and that kind of brings me to one of my not your typical obsessions this week, which I promise it'll make sense in a second, but my not so typical obsession is the Kindle that I have. This sounds like very small, but it's such a huge accomplishment to me, like in my head. And that's that I read an entire book in 2 days this week. And I actually talked about it in my last podcast. Ugly Love by Colleen Hoover is the book that I started. And I had very high hopes for this book and it did not disappoint. Definitely the best book I've ever read in my entire life. But I've honestly, you guys, probably read 3 books in my entire life. And I don't think that I ever finished any of them. I don't think I ever finished Malibu Rising. I don't think I've ever really read a book like in high school when we got assigned books or anything. I don't think I've ever finished a book. And on top of that, I've definitely never finished a book in 2 days. So one, that just goes to show how good the book is. But also two, I'm like really proud of myself because I've never done it before. And I've never been able to like stay focused long enough in reading a book. I've never like prioritized reading over scrolling on social media or watching a YouTube video. So that's exactly what I did this week. And that's why I'm so proud of myself for actually like sticking to it and reading it. And then it turned out that it was one of my favorite hobbies ever. And I feel like it's going to be a hobby that I continue to do. I already bought her second one. It's not like a series or anything, but a lot of you guys told me to read another Colleen Hoover book, which is called February 9th, I think. I already started reading it. I just don't remember what the title is called, but apparently some of the characters kind of overlap. But besides the point, I'm just really proud of myself. And throughout my life and becoming successful, I've realized that being proud of yourself is probably the number one most important thing. No matter who's proud of you, no matter who's like in your corner cheering you on, it's never gonna feel the same if you're not doing it for yourself. And that's probably the biggest lesson I've ever learned in life. And it's what's pushed me to become successful. So if you're listening to this and you struggle with giving yourself a round of applause, like take a second and do that. Like literally right now, pause this and do that. Because I promise you there's something that you can be applauding yourself for. And I can actually tell you one of the things right now. It's the fact that you're even listening to a podcast that is literally here to inspire you and motivate you and like cheer you on. So that's with itself can be applauded. And that kind of brings me to my not your typical dislike of the week. And I hate like admitting this, but I think it's also important, especially because I've promised you guys from the beginning that I will always like share what's true in my life and my like fitness journey, my career journey, whatever is going on in my life. And this past week, so let me give you a little bit of background. I got sick. You guys know that. I was literally like actually sick. Like I got food poisoning. I was like physically ill for multiple days. I was before that actually like sick in terms of like a cold. Like I had a stuffy nose. I had a sore throat. I lost my voice. And then I went out for Hunter's birthday, which you guys know, like I'm not really someone who goes out. So going to a party like is a lot for me, which is probably embarrassing to admit, but it honestly is. And like talking to so many people, staying up so late, like that's just a lot for me. I didn't drink alcohol or anything. I don't drink at all, even in like certain situations, but I honestly felt hungover the next day. That's just how I felt. And also I'm like telling this story like backwards, but before I had that stuffy nose, I also went on vacation. So I went on vacation, I was traveling, I was getting thrown out of my routine. I come home, I get the stuffy nose, I feel sick for a week. I finally start feeling a little bit better. We go out for Hunter's birthday. I come home the next day, I feel like crap. I'm trying to like get back to 100%, and then I get food poisoning, and then it like throws me through a loop, and I'm like genuinely sick where I cannot get out of bed for like 2 days, and then I rest for like 2 more days. So that was like my beginning of the month. And there's a point to this, I promise, but I've made this promise to myself within the past 2 years when I really got into wellness, and it's that I will never be fully focused on fitness. Like there's just so many other things in my life that are way more important. And this past week, I felt that way. I even like made a YouTube video about getting back into routine, and I said in it, like, it's okay to not always be reaching your goals or not always be contributing to your goals. But there were moments this week, like when I went to spin the first day I went back, it had obviously had been like, I think like 2 weeks or so since I took like a full class. And it was so hard. Like, I was genuinely trying and I could not stay up. I couldn't, like, put my full effort into it even, because mentally it was just so hard for me to get back into it. And also, given this is, like, one of the hardest workouts I've ever done in my entire life, and I've been working out for a really long time. So, like, looking back, obviously I know, like, it's okay to struggle and that's totally fine. But in the moment, like, in the class, I, like, started having self-doubt where I was, like, mad that it wasn't even enjoyable class anymore because it was so hard. And I don't know, I just kind of got into this like negative mood and I was like, well, next class will be better, like kind of like faking it till I make it, knowing that like your mindset is everything. And obviously I can't just like sit there and be upset at myself, that does nothing. Like, I have to practice what I preach. So I had that thought where I was just like, okay, stop, like next class you're gonna feel back to normal, whatever. Then I take my second class, still same thing, like I literally could not get through the class. And afterwards, even, I was just like so tired and dead from it. And I had the same feeling again. I was like, oh, like what the heck? Like, usually, like, it only takes me like one or two times and I feel like back to performance level that I like to be at, you know? And so I just had that like struggle again. But it made me feel negative a little bit, just thinking about how easy it is for our minds to like doubt ourselves and like be upset over things that, one, we genuinely can't control. You can't control every single time that you get sick. And I obviously had to take a break. I think the part that was hard for me is that I didn't choose to take the break. Like, usually if I like am going on vacations or choosing not to go to spin or whatever, when I get back, it's kind of like, oh, well, that's my fault. Like, duh. Like, of course, I'm not going to be at 100%. But I think the difference in this situation was I didn't like want to get sick, and I really was enjoying like building up my endurance with spin and stuff. So getting like pushed all the way back did something for me, and it like made me think negatively again about myself and fitness when I've worked obviously so hard to not ever have that mindset. So that's my not so typical dislike of the week, just something that I am not like proud of, but also I am proud of myself for like talking about it with you guys and also like noticing it. Because then I went back today was the first class back that I was like, okay, like I'm back to feeling really good about my performance and stuff like that at spin. So looking back, I want to be like, seriously, like you should have given yourself a week before you went in on thinking, oh, I'm never going to be good at spin again. Like, why am I always falling back to thinking I'm never going to be back to that? Like, I don't know, it was just weird. But that's reality, that's real life. So I thought I would share that with you guys, because I know a lot of you guys struggle with self-doubt, especially with fitness. And I want you to know that there's people who are considered like fitness influencers, and you guys look up to me in wellness, and I still struggle with it. So that's why I thought it would be important to share. And yeah, my word of the week going forward, I guess, is just going to be kindness. I want to be kind to myself and not fall back into those patterns, because nobody likes to feel that way about themselves. And we also don't have to feel that way about ourselves, because it does nothing. So learn from my mistake this week and be nice to yourself. Other than that, we're getting into it. I feel like not a lot of you guys know like the background of my life, because I think in the past maybe 6 months or so is kind of where my podcast has been growing, which I'm so freaking thankful for. My YouTube channel, TikTok, everything. I feel like a lot of you guys are new here, so maybe you haven't heard my past and you haven't kind of heard my like success story and stuff. So just really quickly, I want to talk about it. My life, I've said this so many times, I know I sound like a broken record, but my life did a full 180 in the past 3-4 years at this point. When I was a sophomore in college, I think it's normal to go through like random phases in your life where you're like experimenting with different things. For me, like going out a bunch or like drinking alcohol, things like that. And I just lived a complete different lifestyle, which I think is fine. Like, it took trial and error to find what I really do enjoy. And also it took finding confidence to be able to say, like, I don't like doing that. Like, I can look at someone and be really trying to start a friendship with them or a relationship, or I could be on a double date with Hunter and another couple and obviously want to, like, we want to make friends, we want to impress them, we want to put our best selves forward, but I still feel confident in like standing to who I am and like being authentic to myself. And even if I'm on a double date and they're like, oh, let's go out after, or they're talking about how they love going out, like, I'm not going to sit there and pretend like I also like to do it just because I don't, you know? And like, even if Hunter's like, oh yeah, like I love doing that or whatever the conversation is, like I don't have to agree with him even. Like, we're our own people and he can love going out with his friends. And like, for example, on his birthday, like he wanted to do that and it's his birthday, of course. Like, I'm not going to be like, oh, nope, I'm not doing like anything. Like, that's just not my personality. Like, I love socializing and I like to also be easy and like go with the flow, so like I'll try whatever. And also, it's one night in my life. I'm just saying, like, I'm not gonna pretend that I love going out and pretend that I live a lifestyle that I kind of used to live when I know that it's not good for me. So you kind of have to find a balance between, yes, you want to, you know, try things out or put yourself out there, but at the same time, don't lose sight of what you truly love and believe in for anyone, you know? Like, do everything for yourself, don't do it for someone else. And that also goes for the fact that if you do love going out and you do love living a different lifestyle than maybe your boyfriend or your girlfriend, then that's okay. Like, just stay true to who you are. And even when I went through like periods of my life I would consider unsuccessful, and I also want you guys to know that I'm comparing myself to just my standards for myself, not for anyone else. So I'm not saying that if you do this in your period of life that you are unsuccessful, because you have different goals. So maybe your goal right now is to have more balance and is to give yourself a break. Then that is being successful for you. But in this period of my life that I'm about to share with you guys, like, that's where I was feeling unsuccessful in my goals. So there was a huge period in my life where I was specifically struggling with school in college. Like, I'm just gonna be honest with you guys and like put myself out there, because like, I have nothing to hide, and I think it could help someone if they're going through it too, because I knew people going through it as well. But I actually failed many, many classes in college to the point where I was actually put on, it's called academic probation, where if you fail another class, like, I literally would have been kicked out of school and like wouldn't be able to get my degree ever, even if I wanted to. So when I realized that, like, that was kind of like rock bottom for me, when I was just like really like, oh shoot, like, what did I do? Like, why did I fail so many classes? Why did I get myself in this position? Because that's something I've always been good at, is not pointing fingers. I was never like, oh, well, it's the teacher's fault, or it's MCC's fault. That's the community college that I went to.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more, but you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
I really was like, oh shoot, why did I do that? Why did I not work harder for it and let it get this far? And so that was kind of like rock bottom for me. I was about to be kicked out of school. I was embarrassed to tell my parents. I wasn't living the most healthiest lifestyle. This was kind of like the year after I'd already burnt myself out with fitness. So I was no longer really achieving any fitness related goals. I didn't have any fitness goals. It just wasn't my priority. And I wasn't eating to feel good. I didn't have any goals. I wasn't working towards anything. And also, if you don't have any goals at all, like, even just in terms of like who I was as a person, like, I just didn't have any goals. Like, I was just like living my life day by day. And I don't now think that that is a good way to live your life. I feel like even if you don't have career goals, fitness goals, like, you should have goals in terms of who you are as a person. Like, don't you want to wake up and be kinder? Don't you want to be funnier? Don't you want to be the reason that someone smiles, or just make change? I don't know. Like, that's how I look at life now, where I just want to be better in every single situation, and I want to be growing and healing and just being better as a whole. So I guess I went through this period of my life where I just wasn't trying to, and I didn't really realize it until I was like, oh shoot, like, I'm about to be kicked out of college, and what does that mean for my future? And that's when the ball started rolling in the terms of, what do I want for my future? Like, what does this mean for my future? And I already knew that college wasn't for me. So I think I was going for other people in my life. Like, I was going for Hunter. I was going for my parents. And not that they were, like, making me go, but just, like, in my own brain, I was like, okay, like, I should probably go to college. So I'm going to, like, everyone else in my life is. And that's what my parents want me to do. So I was showing up for other people, but I wasn't showing up for myself. And that resulted in something that could have been, like, really bad for my career. So one thing I will say, even when I was younger, like, I've always wanted to be successful. Like, when I played sports when I was younger, I was constantly, like, wanting to be the best on the team. I was a cheerleader, and I was at the gym at least 5 times a week. I was constantly talking to the coaches, trying to be better, asking questions. Hey, like, how can I fix my form? Hey, is the gym going to be open this day? I really want to come work on this skill. Or how can I become team captain? You know, like, I was always trying to be the best one, which is, like, a good thing and a bad thing, because I don't know, I just feel like that's what led me to burn out many times in my life. So just so you guys know, I know you guys know me a lot now, and, like, my personality, like, I've always been this way, even from when I was younger. But I think naturally I kind of have this, like, yo-yo mindset where it's either, like, all or nothing, which I'm still working on to this day. And that's where I'm, like, trying to practice balance every single day of my life so I don't reach burnout. And I also don't reach that very low, low, because clearly with, like, every story I tell you guys, it's either a super high, high or a super low, low. That's just what's taught me in life to practice balance. So I remember, like, after I got, like, the email telling me that I was on academic probation, I, like, looked back at my email and I realized I had even missed emails telling me that I was about to be on it, or I had missed emails telling me I was on, like, the first round of probation. Like, I literally just was ignoring what was in front of me because I didn't want to face it. And yeah, so that was, like, that period of my life. And that is just a very low, low. And when I look back, I'm like, that's not me. I'm a go-getter. I want to reach my goals. So the fact that I got to that point was, like, super random for me and, like, eye-opening, and I never wanted to get to that point again. So I remember from that day on with college, I became very, very motivated, and I made a promise to myself that I was gonna never let myself fail, for sure, but I was really gonna care about my grades, and I did that. Like, I remember I got straight A's multiple semesters after that. Still never got my degree, but I made that choice for myself. And I know that I could have if I wanted to, and I still can if I want to. But I remember making that change and actually showing up for myself and not making an excuse. I just made a game plan. So instead of focusing on all of the excuses I could have given myself in that situation, I made a game plan and I thought, what can I do to fix it? What can I do to be better? And in this situation, it was studying. It was getting a planner, writing out the different due dates of different things that were due, actually following up with my professors, checking my email. You know, like, there was very many things I could have done to prevent it, and I never did. And instead of dwelling on those excuses, I made change and I became more successful because of that. So after that, I did end up deciding to drop out of college, which I don't know why I always make a joke about that, because it's honestly not funny and it's just real life, and, like, so many of us do it. I just kind of make the joke because every time I tell someone, like, I'm an influencer or that I dropped out of college, they, like, think that I'm unsuccessful, when it's like, no, I'm actually successful and I actually love what I do, and I also help people. Like, it's very cool what I do, so I'm proud of it and I'm not embarrassed to say that, and I don't care what it sounds like comes across as, because I'm proud of myself. So anyway, not trying to make a joke about it, but I did drop out of college, and it was honestly probably the best thing I ever did for myself, because it was part of my game plan. It was part of my process of becoming successful in the career that I do now. That's another thing that I've learned, is just stop looking for validation in others, and also stop prioritizing what they feel over how you feel about your own life and, like, your goals and stuff like that. But another thing that, like, really, really stuck out to me when I think about my past and stuff, is I stopped seeing other people's success around me as my failure. And I started seeing it more as inspiration and never comparison. And this is with everything. This is with fitness goals. This is with someone at your job getting a raise over you. For example, in my life right now, even like Hunter graduating college today, I'm so proud of him. And it just inspires me. It like lights a fire under me to also achieve high goals, rather than I feel like maybe 5 years ago, I might have like felt sitting there embarrassed that I wasn't graduating, or embarrassed that he was with someone who wasn't graduating, you know, like that's just kind of how my mindset was back then. And that mindset shift has truly changed my life. And it's the mindset shift that we all have to do. This is why a lot of like friendships fail. Like, I can't tell you how many times I've just felt the competition between another girl who I wanted to be my best friend or consider my best friend. And I felt that comparison every time I told them something successful about me, or I felt like they were trying to tear me down in my successes to lift themselves up, or even vice versa. Like, I'm absolutely not perfect. And I remember back when I was younger, I did have that comparison feeling. And it just comes down to your own insecurity. It comes down to you wanting to achieve more. And then if someone else does, it makes you talk down on yourself. So if you struggle with that, just know that if they're achieving something, that doesn't mean that you can't achieve something too. There's room for everyone in this world. There's room for success all over. And another thing is to surround yourself with people that are successful. Like, honestly, when I look at my circle of friends, the closest people to me are always people who are trying to be better. And I love that. Like, I'm drawn to people with that energy and people who push me. And I think it's really important. And to have conversations with your friends, like, what are your guys' goals? And know that they can always come to you with their successes, because it's going to motivate you and you're not going to compare yourself to them. And just have conversations that are meaningful and motivating and inspiring, like conversations like we have on this podcast, because I've said from the beginning, I talk to you guys like you're my friends. Like, I talk to my friends like this. We always are having conversations about how to become better. How can I help you become better? How can you help me become better? And even with Hunter and I, like, we talk about things all the time just in our career, and like, what does our future look like? How do we get to where we want to be? And I have a specific example without getting like too into like money or anything like that, because I don't know, I don't really like to talk about that, because I know that can also be like triggering for some people. But we've been like looking at different houses compared to like different apartments, and looking at like the rent and stuff, especially in a different state, especially in our market, like, it can be scary. And it can also like draw the question of like, well, what if this happens? You know, like, especially with my job, it is very new to me. I haven't been doing this job for a really long time. And a lot of like my job obviously is just based off of you guys. And it's like a lot of it is out of my control. So it does become scary to me. Also, Hunter's gonna be post-grad next year. Like, he's never had a real job before. Like, even not even just looking at actual numbers, that wasn't really the stressful part for us. The stressful part is like the what ifs and never experiencing like having a home before. And not that we're even like buying a home, so we're being so dramatic, but there was like a moment where we were talking about it and we started having those like what if, what if, what if, what ifs. And then we both were like, okay, what are we doing? Like, we're really throwing the vibes off right now. This is something we should be excited about. And then I was like, honestly, no matter what happens, like, it's going to work out, and it always has worked out. If we want a place that's more expensive, then we just need to work harder. And if we want to live a life that's higher than what we're living, I'm not even talking in terms of money, if we want to live a better life, you have to work harder. And that's with everything. When I look at my fitness journey, when I was sitting in my parents' room and I thought, I feel like crap, I want to feel good, I wasn't like, oh, well, this is going to be easy. I knew I was going to have to put in the work. And with anything, when we strive higher, we have to work harder. And that conversation was inspiring to both of us, because it was more uplifting in the fact that even if all those what ifs, we will just work through it. And then it'll be time to make a new game plan. You know what I mean? So going back to the beginning, when I realized that I was about to get kicked out of college, instead of being like, oh crap, I'm going to get kicked out of college. Like, this is the worst thing ever. I'm going to go cry about it. I did cry about it. So I'm not saying I didn't cry about it, but I'm just trying to say that wasn't the only thing that I did about it. I made a game plan and I made change and I worked harder so that I could achieve the goals that I wanted to. And that's what made me successful. So dreaming bigger isn't a bad thing. It's actually a good thing. It's what pushes us to become better. And it's how I've become successful. It's how I know that you guys can become successful. And the last thing I want to talk about is manifesting. And I know a lot of people have different like opinions about this. And for me, the way that I think of manifesting is it's keeping your eye on like the prize. It's keeping your mindset positive, because you could sit there and think about all the things that could go wrong. But when you shift your mindset into what do I want to happen? What ideally would come out of this? It's way more motivating. And manifesting is something I've been trying to do for the past like 2 years, where I sit down and I just like write about my life, either as if it already happened or it's like, this is what I want to happen. And even if those things don't exactly happen, everything that I've ever written about that I want to come true, something worked out in that situation. Like, I remember last year, I was like, I really want to move to California and I want to be out of Arizona. I'm so unhappy here. Well, instead, what did happen in my life is I found a routine here that I genuinely love, and I no longer was like dying to leave to California. Yes, I really want to move. I still do. And I think about it all the time, but I also love my life here. And it's made me slow down in my like day-to-day life and not feel like I have to like rush everything. So I don't know. I've always loved manifesting my life. So I've just really enjoyed like manifesting and journaling in the past 2 years about my life. And also that comes with like affirmations and being positive to myself and writing like, I am in love with this part of me. I'm proud of this part of me. And that's, you guys know, I'm all about affirmations. I love writing affirmations. I love saying them to myself. I love thinking them. And that's what brings me to this week's journal prompt, which is I'm manifesting this for the rest of 2022. So that can either be affirmations, ways that you want to like love yourself, things that you want to feel about yourself, or really just like, what do you want out of your life? What do you want for your career? Do you want to fall in love? Do you want to find your dream home? Just write about what are you manifesting for the rest of 2022, and that's how you're going to become successful. And I feel like sharing my story of ways that I was unsuccessful and then became successful can be helpful for you guys. So I hope that you enjoyed today's episode, and I always love like going deeper into like my life and just sharing more with you guys, because then I feel like it gives you the actual puzzle piece to see where I am today. And like every experience that I ever share with you guys is to help you and also to just share. Like, I love sharing with you. I think it helps us become closer. I think it helps you feel more comfortable sharing with me. And I just think if I learned a lesson through something that I went through, then sharing it, like maybe you could also learn that lesson. And if there was a tool along the way that helped me become successful, like I want to share that tool with you, because I genuinely want you to be successful. I want you to feel the feeling that I feel. And I'm not sitting here like saying I'm the most successful person ever. I'm whatever. It's not even about like career, money, glowing up, like thing about that. It's just a feeling. I feel like I've reached success and I will continue to reach success. And the way that I'm going to do that is implementing everything that I've learned. And I'm not comparing my success to other people's success. I'm just saying that in my life, compared to all the lows that I've felt, like the ones that I shared today, I now feel successful and I'm proud of myself for that. So that's why I wanted to share it with you. And thank you for spending the last 30 minutes with me, just listening to me chat. I hope that you enjoyed it. And if you did, definitely give me a review, rate this podcast, and I will see you guys next week. Thank you guys so much for listening. Don't forget to check out my YouTube channel if you guys haven't yet. I do a lot of like long vlogs on there. I sometimes go into like little rambles here and there, kind of like I do on the podcast, but this is definitely a different vibe. Like, I want all of my platforms to be a different vibe. They all hold a different meaning to me. Like, it always, I think, will be that way. Podcasting is a way for me to just, like, really open up and be raw to you guys. It feels like I'm, like, journaling when I record a podcast. Sometimes I can't even listen to them back. I will listen to it back, like, one time, post it, and then it's, like, it's gone. It's out of my head because it's hard to, like, listen to yourself be so passionate, because it's just weird. It's a weird feeling listening to yourself. So I don't do it. But thank you guys for listening to me. Thank you for keeping up with the podcast, keeping up with my life, caring about my life, caring about Hunter's life, Coco's life. By the way, I didn't give any shout out to Coco in today's episode. It felt wrong. So just so you guys know, she's thriving. She's learning all of her tricks. She cannot wait to have a backyard in California. I'm actually going to tour a place on Saturday. It's Thursday right now. I'm flying in on Saturday to tour a potential house. I will let you guys know how it goes and manifest it for me. Honestly, I need it because I've been manifesting it for myself, but I want it to work out so bad, and I really want to move June 1st. So manifest that for me. Manifest that we find the house. Manifest that it's this one because it's so cute. And there's backyard for Coco. And I love you guys. Thank you for listening. And I will talk to you guys next Monday.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.